Okay, you're at exactly 10 after.
Okay, great.
All right, then I will talk.
I love you so much.
I'll talk to you later.
I'm always giving you good vibes.
Thanks.
Always.
Okay, here we go. Good morning.
Good morning, Elias. Thanks for talking to me again.
You are quite welcome.
Somehow I feel I'm getting closer and closer to my essential question. Even though I can't really tell it from my physical yet, but I just feel it. My first question today, is it safe for me to fly today with Steve because he's not feeling very well?
And clarify your question of, is it safe?
Well, he has a pain in his back, and I'm not sure if it's a kidney stone or a blood clot or some other sort of physical impairment that might cause us to, like, have a bad landing or go out of control or be in, not be exposed to fear during his trip due to this illness.
I can express within your energy presently you are apprehensive and expressing concern, and in that I would express to you to pay attention to what your intuition is expressing to you. I cannot genuinely express to you in this now whether some disturbing occurrence will or will not happen, for you have not created that yet.
Okay.
But I can express to you to be listening to your intuition, for in that, what I can express to you is that if you are apprehensive and if you are concerned, that increases the likelihood that you will create some type of disturbing experience. That is not to say that it is an absolute.
Right.
And it is not to say that you cannot engage this action without incident. You can, but it is a matter of, as in any direction, what energy you are projecting. And in that, what that will draw to you. And therefore, it is significant for you to listen to yourself and to pay attention to that concern and that apprehension. For although that is, as I have expressed, not an absolute that you will create some disturbing experience, but it does increase the potential.
Can you see what's wrong with his back? Is it a kidney infection, or is it, can you tell what's wrong with him?
There is some disturbance and dis-ease within that area, yes, you are correct.
Okay, but it's not a stone, it's more of an infection.
Yes.
And does this have to do with him not supporting himself in some way?
Yes.
Can you say what the way is?
Not paying attention to himself and somewhat of a discounting of himself and also somewhat of a camouflaging or hiding from himself.
Does this have to do with the other issue with that we brought up before sexually?
Yes.
Because this is something that's hard for him to look at?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm doing my best to be supportive in this, but also gentle. And is this, am I achieving my intention, which is to be generally supportive of him? And so we can realize this and come to peace with it?
Yes, but I will also remind you that it is not your responsibility to be instructing.
Right, okay. Right. All right, so then you're suggesting I no longer do anything that I've been doing, or?
I'm merely expressing to you to be aware of yourself and to be aware that it is not your responsibility or your job to be informing or instructing.
Okay. These seem like I'm doing that.
At times, not continuously. I would express, for the most part, you are being genuinely supportive, but at times there are some automatic responses that move in the direction of thinking you are being helpful in informing.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Now on to my other issues. This new job that came up, I noticed that there was a certain series of things that happened. One was, at first, I felt very motivated and a lot of purpose and confidence, moving forward, equality. I felt like I could get my pilot license. All of a sudden, all these things seemed possible but never seemed possible, and it was very empowering for me. That lasted a couple of days. And then my coworker was assaulted, then the Virginia Tech shootings occurred, then I've been crying all the time, and my stomach, I have a stomach ache, and now I have to have a repeat mammogram, and I'm starting to feel there's more negativity to me at work, and I want to know how these are all connected.
How they are all connected is associated with your energy. And this, in actuality, is an example to you in how you can change your energy and how that will be affecting in many directions. In this, when you present some occurrence or some scenario that is disturbing to you, and you connect with that in a significant manner, that can alter your perception, and in doing so, that changes your energy. And that can occur very quickly.
Right.
And if your energy changes dramatically in association with some action or event, that can be influencing in many, many different directions. I have recently expressed to individuals, your energy can be hypothetically viewed as
a shockwave,
or perhaps more simply, you can view your energy as a donut shape, and you stand within the middle of that. But this donut is an immense magnet that moves in every direction surrounding you. But this, and that magnet is your energy, and you are the source of it. Therefore, when you project energy, it is projecting in every direction around you. Therefore, when you are experiencing and expressing confidence and comfort and satisfaction and empowerment and strength, that magnet is being projected in that energy in every direction. And what that magnet does is it pulls to it whatever matches it.
Okay, so what do I do if I have a thing like, the first thing that changed my energy with that was my coworker being assaulted?
Yes.
Okay, now, that's what caused me to be so affected by the Virginia shooting, and then have this stomach feeling and crying all the time, and did that then create my mammogram, repeat mammogram?
Yes. It is all interconnected. In this, you changed your energy from being very empowered and generating that satisfaction to one of concern.
All right, so that's sort of unnerving to me, because that was one of the most dramatic shifts from positive to negative.
But let me express to you, my friend, in actuality, this is very beneficial to you, for it is offering you a very clear illustration of how energy can change and how fast it can change and how dramatically it can change. And in that, this can also be an empowering experience. For although you expressed what you term to be a very positive energy, and that very quickly changed to what you view as a very negative energy, you incorporate the power to change that again. You can change your energy in any moment. And in that, one manner that is significant, which I continue to reiterate to you and to many, many, many other individuals, is to not force against yourself. For what occurs is you merely perpetuate that energy. It is not unusual and quite natural that you would generate distress in response to these incidents. But in attempting to push away and not merely allowing yourself that natural response and acknowledging that, you perpetuate this energy of concern. Whereas you can allow yourself to feel what you feel and acknowledge, yes, this is disturbing to me. Yes, this is upsetting to me.
Yeah, and I had acknowledged that, and the dramatic change in my energy told me that I was unaware that it disturbed me far more than I thought. Because I obviously didn't acknowledge it enough.
Or that you acknowledged it, but were surprised at your response, and that is what you were not acknowledging.
That I was surprised?
That you were surprised at the strength of your response.
And was it the strength of my response toward my coworker?
I would express it as a combination of the two events that were somewhat overwhelming. For in the mass event, you generated more of a response to that was surprising to you, for you had the experience of your coworker, which emphasizes to you that these types of actions are not as far removed from yourself as they may have appeared previously.
Right.
That these types of actions could actually possibly occur within your immediate reality. And that was disturbing.
Okay, and how can I understand? Because, see, I feel like I don't know my energy when it's in need of closer examination and when something major is happening, so that I don't have such dramatic, huge shifts.
When you...
Like it somehow is a little under my conscious awareness. It's like I kind of knew that this was what made me react so strongly, and yet it just kept going on and on and on and on and on.
Let me express to you, my friend, this is a significant point. For you actually know and are aware of more than you think.
Okay.
It is a matter of allowing yourself not to override what you know. And I am aware that that can be challenging, for that is a very familiar action and most individuals within your reality do this automatically. You actually are aware of information and what you are doing, and you actually know, but you may also be expressing some other action or feeling that is stronger or louder, and therefore you override what you know, and you move into the experience that is uncomfortable, such as you do generate information which offers you a sense of what is occurring, but the feeling is so strong that you do not pay attention to the information that you are offering to yourself. That becomes secondary. And
how can I get around that?
In genuinely allowing yourself to stop momentarily and pay attention to what you are sensing, to what you are offering to yourself. For the reason that you can express to yourself subsequently, I did somewhat have an awareness that these events were connected. I did somewhat incorporate an awareness that I was generating an association more personally in this situation than I have previously. You can say that to yourself or to myself after the events have occurred. You would not incorporate the ability to say that to yourself or to myself had you not genuinely had the awareness and had the information when it was occurring. This is the point. It is a matter of allowing yourself to momentarily pause periodically and genuinely listen to what your intuition and your impressions are expressing, for you actually are aware of much more than you think you are.
I guess I also didn't know what to do with that impression and energy, that it was so much more dangerous to me than, I had the information, I perceived that, but I didn't know what to do with that perception. And so it just continued to create me to feel very disturbed.
I'm understanding, and that is your opportunity to genuinely empower yourself. And the manner in which you do that is you allow yourself to not merely recognize that you are disturbed and that you are feeling that your reality and your environment is or has the potential to be dangerous, and that is in that moment very real, and you acknowledge that feeling rather than attempting to discount it or push it away. acknowledge that feeling and that, yes, this is what I am experiencing now. And allow yourself to pause and in that remind yourself, although this fear or this anxiety of a perceived danger is very real to myself in this moment, it also is not actually occurring to me. It is in my thoughts. And my thoughts are creating the perception of that realness.
Oh, I was projecting futurely.
In that you can incorporate that moment as the opportunity to be empowering to yourself, for not merely is it not occurring, but you incorporate the power to choose what will and will not be expressed in your reality. And you are not choosing that to occur in your reality, and therefore you can empower yourself once again. What would be your greatest concern?
That I won't like it and I won't enjoy it.
And what suggests that to you?
Well, it seems like it has to do with a lot of stuff that's anathema to my Milieu May and Samari sides, which means I have to memorize a lot of rules and requirements and do a lot of things like paperwork. And what I really like doing is just inspiring people and creating new ideas. And I don't want to have to put up with all the politics, and I don't want to have to put up with all the people not liking me and stuff like that.
First of all, I will express to you one of the most significant actions that you are doing presently is projecting quite strongly, futurely, and anticipating.
Yes.
Rather than allowing yourself to engage presently and allowing your own creativity. You are projecting in much expectations of yourself, and what you may assume is necessary. But the point in this, my friend, as we have spoken previously, is for you to actually allow yourself to configure the position in the manner that you want. Not necessarily to merely conform and comply, but to incorporate this as an opportunity to express your creativity and to configure the position in new manners that are inspiring to you and to other individuals.
Okay, I guess I just wanted to know if that was something I can do, I mean, without having to create a miracle, but I mean, just really something that I could do, because I just feel like I don't want to...
And perhaps...
So many of my other positions, I seem like I've started out with high hopes, and then it turns into a big fight, and it turns into a disaster.
Stop.
And I don't want that.
Stop projecting pastly and anticipating futurely.
Okay.
Rather, perhaps you can be present and be the miracle. And how glorious is that?
I just want to know, without having asked a crystal ball question, I just want to know the probabilities of me creating this as an inspirational place for people. I genuinely want to help people with mental illness, not necessarily to change, but to accept who they are and what they've chosen. And you can see that.
I feel like
that would be a great benefit and a great good.
I am understanding.
It would be inspiring to people.
I agree. And I can say to you that you quite definitely incorporate the ability to do this and to accomplish. It is a matter of genuinely inspiring yourself to a point that you can allow yourself to move forward in this direction without doubting yourself and without compromising.
Okay. Alrighty. And, then would it be wise for me to apply for this position now or to wait until it's officially opened up?
That would depend upon the degree of your motivation and your inspiration.
Okay, so wait until I feel really sure of myself.
I would encourage you to move in the direction when you are not doubting.
Okay. And what would help me the most to not doubt?
To stop projecting pastly and stop projecting in anticipation.
Okay.
Stop comparing the past with the future. Be present.
Okay, and just be in the present.
Yes, and know that you are already engaging your process, and that is enough to pay attention to.
Okay. All right, well, I'm what I feel is a very worthy goal, and I feel we have a chance here to really remodel the view of mental, quote-unquote, mental illness in the United States. So we could possibly do this so that people look at it very differently. And is that something that you see as a possibility through this position?
Yes.
That would be like one of my life dreams.
And why should you not allow yourself that expression? I would be encouraging of you, my friend. You are quite deserving of your own glory.
Okay. All right, well, we gotta go, but thanks a million.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. As always, I express tremendous appreciation to you and great lovingness in tremendous affection. Au revoir.
Thank you.
No. Oh, goodness.